Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We're talking Basketball Wives LA. Jackie goes crazy. It's her 20th anniversary. I feel like every week we say that. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What up, AfterBuzz? This is your boy DJ Jesse J here in studio for the Basketball Wives LA AfterBuzz TV After Show. I'm joined in studio by Miss Shah Jassel.
Hi, everybody.
All right, let's talk about, because we got two episodes to get through.
I know. That was one of my favorite songs. We couldn't pull Jazz's song because it wasn't available anywhere. Oh. But we had to share the title. You know, that title, Get Money, is all over the place.
Okay. Need to get a hat. all right, so we see Jackie, Malaysian, Tammy.
Oh, Lord.
Trying to get Jackie in a waist trainer.
This is illegal. My heart.
I mean, I heard those things are dangerous.
They can't. Well, I wouldn't know from experience. I've never worn a waist trainer. I did try one on, though, one of my friends, and they are extremely uncomfortable. I don't think that they're designed for comfort, though, but I don't see how people can do much of anything in them, really.
Really?
Honestly, yes. The one that my friend had. It's
and
like,
it's crazy because girls be like wearing them like it's...
When you're not... That, you're not supposed to do. That's why Tammy suggested like, around the house. Like, you don't go out and... But what's the point? Just... Jackie has enough money to, like, how Tammy referred to her ass. She got the fat taken out of where she didn't want it and put it where she did want it. Jackie has enough money to go under the knife if she wanted to.
I would not want to be around Jackie... For 3 months before or after she went under the knife. that would be a crazy situation. So Jackie says, Duffy, she says to Tammy, she said, well, Duffy basically made it seem like, you know, you was basically so thankful that she was doing this favor. Like, It was like she was doing you a favor. Tammy was like,
not quite.
Let me.
And we got the clip. They gave us the B-roll.
We got the clip. And I just feel like they're both telling a different story. Like, it's like Tammy's is making Tammy look like the victim, and then...
Well, no, in fairness, Tammy never asked Duffy, which is what was implied. Yeah. It showed... That was the whole purpose of the clip being shown, because Duffy offered to help Jazz and Tammy with the video. Mm-hmm. Tammy never solicited Duffy's... experience for anything.
Because as far as Tammy thought she was going to be...
The director.
So after that, we see Jackie and her son, which was so dramatic.
Oh my gosh. Doug Jr. is the spitting image of Doug. And I worked with her entire family. The only thing is, the day that I worked with her and Doug Jr., I never really got a good look at him. He just kind of was just all over the place. Like, I never looked him in his face. Because I guess I was too busy tending to her.
Had he already got his hair cut?
No, not at the time. He still had the hair. So, and you know, they were in and out of town because Doug has that coaching job in Sacramento, I think.
Jackie was crying, being so dramatic.
She had a legit panic attack in the barbershop.
And I was like, this is so dramatic. Like, I can't. And then my roommate came out and was like, oh, mothers. He was like, Brandon was like, my hair. My mom did the same thing.
I think it's just an emotional process. I mean, I've seen it happen before.
But like, listen to what you're saying. Like, in the moment Jackie said, it's like, listen to what you're saying. That's my hair. Yeah. I've been growing that on him since
Because that's my child.
Yeah, but it's like...
You're my child. I created you. Yo. I wiped your dirty butt, and that is my hair. I thought it was so funny because I don't know exactly the basketball player. I mean, I know who she was referring to, but I'm not sure how to pronounce his name myself. But the fact that she said Joaquina Noah or something like that, you know, the guy plays for the Bulls, and he always has a top knot and a ponytail. And you all break it down phonetically because I don't know how to pronounce his name. I'm not a big sportsnista, but I knew who she was talking about, and I had a good chuckle off of that because she literally said Jaquina Noah, and he has like a, you know, like a different name like that, but it's like, it's not that. I don't be watching
sports to even know that.
It's not that.
The thing about it was like, all right, so then to see Doug Jr. be a spitting image of Doug, I feel like Doug Jr. is the most different of everyone in the family. And I got that especially when they showed Doug prepping for the 20th anniversary with the suit shopping thing.
And the daughter looks just like Jackie.
Yo. But, like, you can see, like...
Shani.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That, to me, that there was something about that clip that really showed us a deeper side of the Christies. And I'm like, are they setting Basketball Wives to shift over to the Christie show?
To get rid of the Basketball Wives show and give the life at home with the Christies. It would be bankable. Entertaining.
And I mean, really, I watched the show for
and Doug,
them.
Doug Jr. is of age, 15 and dating. And we saw how Jackie was like, I don't care. Have you kissed a girl? Just write her number down. Like, we see that, you know, Jackie's that type of mom. So,
you know, because I'll grill him. You know what I mean?
Right. She's sitting on the couch.
You may not be
like,
grilling
did
him
your dad
correctly.
Have the talk with you? Did he have the talk? You need to tell me everything
Jackie,
he said.
Go home. Go home, Jackie.
Can we get the live feed if it's possible?
So we get to lunch. We meet. Actually, let's just finish with the Doug thing. So they're prepping for the 20th anniversary. He's going suit shopping. Mm-hmm. Every year they get remarried.
And it's this big celebration. For every anniversary day, it's this big thing.
And so Shan was like, how about we just throw together a barbecue? Knowing that her father is going to be like, absolutely
not. Do you not know who your mom is? And this is a big year. This is the 2-0, the 20. So.
And you guys aren't even around all the time.
Right.
So he wants to do this big surprise and keep it a surprise from Jackie. So he has to kind of do two dates. Mm-hmm. It's like we have to make her think we're doing this, but then we're going to plan something else. But within that, it's just so crazy. You can tell Jackie runs that entire family because each one of them has a little personality of Jackie, but Jackie absorbs all of their personalities.
Yes, Jackie is the ringleader of the family. They have a good dynamic though. Seeing and working with them off camera and on camera, they have a good family dynamic.
Yeah, they look,
they're a nice
family. I like
family.
The unit. All right, yeah. We get to lunch. Shawnee, Tammy, and we meet January and Lindsay.
Why did this have to be my birthday month? January. What a hot ass mess of a woman you are. What I loved about this lunch, though, is that Shawnee was throwing shade at January, and January wasn't even catching it.
Everyone was throwing shade at January.
But Shawnee was really like, Tammy was. More so in the confessionals, though. But Shawnee was really like, oh, like, little snide, typical Shawnee O'Neal stuff. And January wasn't catching it. I hate, something about January's mouth that I really hate. It's very like platypus-ish. You know what I'm saying?
Probably
not even duck bill, but platypus in particular.
Makes for some good head game.
Barf.
So she says, I don't find men. Men find me. I like a man with a ball in his hand.
She should have been a part of Wags. Yeah. She certainly would have woken Wags up. She would have woken Wags up.
She would have looked at them wives and been like, bitch, please, I done sucked his dick.
Yep. And sent them in a frenzy.
January says that, you know, she knows some of... She doesn't know anybody, but she does know Angel Brinks' man because she fucked him.
Well, X-Man.
X-Man. Because she fucked him.
Yep. And she was not in any way trying to be discreet or tactful or tasteful about this. Not that she should, but it was just an observation of mine. I don't like her.
I mean, she's definitely messy. Like, you sit down, you clearly don't really know Tammy and Shawnee like that.
Well, she knows Tammy. Remember, that's Tammy's friend. Tammy invited her.
No, I didn't get that. But, like but what level of friend?
Yeah, I don't think it was that. Because Tammy even acted shocked. Like, whoa, I didn't know she was this much of a hoe. Like, we had, almost like we had a good time at the barbecue 2 weeks ago.
Right.
But I didn't know she was this type of, like, yeah.
Mind you, like, they're, like, showing each other their white friends.
Right. Shawnee
and Lindsay are like,
Right, I'm Lindsay.
Where did we go? So she says that she had a one-night stand with Tyreek. And, I mean, I get that people just have certain types of personalities. But it's kind of like, here's a moment where you're either really trying to get your moment or you just really be out here. Which it seems like you really do just, yeah.
Both.
Honey, you had your moment. So we we leave that situation. We see Jackie telling Brandy about how Duffy overreacted. What was she getting at that plastic surgery thing?
Oh, she was getting fat frozen, and then it like melts away.
Okay.
Like, she was going through a few different things. I can't remember whether I worked with her that day, but remember at the beginning of when we first started doing the after shows, and I told you she does a few different, they mashed them all within these two episodes.
Hilarious. So, the colonoscopy.
Actually, I think there's like two more left, if I'm not mistaken, unless those got cut. You just never know.
I died at the colon cleanse.
Oh my god, all those sound effects, because she really wasn't I wasn't in the room, but I would have heard from production if she was being that, if she was what's the grammatically correct,
flatulent.
Yes, I think if she was farting that loud and that often, I definitely, all of production would have heard about it.
Oh my god, but I was surprised VH1 let the streams of shit in the background happen.
I wasn't even paying attention. They also let the word fuck slip. You know that the regulations are loosening up around cable television. I've heard the F word in the show Atlanta, in Donald Glover's show. I heard BS on a BET reality show. And when Doug Jr. was getting his hair cut and Jackie was having her meltdown, she said, oh, fuck. Like, audible fuck. And I was like, oh, VH1, I think it's you're only allowed like one F-bomb an episode. So America's loosening up. The fabric of America's loosening up.
Damn. We get to the Jazz All I Want video party.
Now, what I tweeted, and I told you all this, the fun fact about Jazz's party is this is the exact day that Lemonade dropped on HBO. Like, Lemonade had just went off on HBO, and the album was on Tidal. And Tammy wore her lemon, I think it was a Dolce & Gabbana jumpsuit that she was wearing, but the lemon-themed jumpsuit. So I was like, okay,
didn't
I can remember.
About Beyonce.
No, she had no clue. Like, she claimed, but her daughter, her other daughter, Lyric, was there. And Lyric and I are both in the Beehive, so we all talk about, you saw Lemonade? Like, you know, we really talking about it. She was like, oh, shit. Like, Tammy really had no idea. And that's what I thought, because I was waiting on Tammy, because I worked with her, Reggie, and her family that day. And I was waiting on her for so long, but I was watching Lemonade on my HBO Go app while I was waiting on her. So I was like, she must be up there watching the Lemonade, and then it's going to come out and we go to the party. But she says, no, I was getting ready. So I'm sure Lyric and Jazz and Reggie were up there watching it, though, while she was getting ready.
Hilarious. So we get to the party, and I mean, honestly, it looked like West Hollywood just with these girls in there. I mean, it was like, I saw some people. I seen shout out to Ernest, Daniel J, Dion Music. He be popping up everywhere.
Well, he's doing some things with Jackie. So typically when you see Jackie, you'll see him in a party atmosphere.
And it looked like Miles from Love &
Might have been there. Now, I do know they cut so much from this party because Jazz did a good job. She ended up performing, but we didn't get the performance. Mm-hmm. And there was this huge fight that broke out. Oh, my God. But it was the, like, loving it. Like, Hazel E.
Yep.
I keep wanting to say Hazel London. Whose name is Hazel London?
Nope. No idea.
I feel like I know. Why do I know that name? Hazel E. ended up showing up, and she thought some of the production was valet, which caused production for us thought was valet, and that caused a little tiff. And something happened. I just remember all of the wives of my cast being outside, and I was eating like some Sun Chips or something because we were all posted up outside. We were checking people in, like Elise Neal was there, a few people. Jackie's daughter ended up showing up. And then this just huge, Jason from Love & Hip Hop, Jason Lee.
He started some tea?
I don't know if he started it, but he was involved in it. Him and, I'm going to preface this by saying all alleged, but him and Hazel, and it just was like the Love and Hip Hop cast or supporting cast or former cast, what have you, showed up at the wrong event because, for one, this event is a Tammy Roman event. You don't want your ass whooped. And then on top of that, this is Jazz's event.
Wait, they really showed up at the wrong event?
I'm just saying the wrong event, yes, because you don't want to cross Tammy Roman.
Right.
And then on top of that, this is her daughter. It's not a Tammy event. It's her daughter's event. And so I know that if invitations went out to all of who's who in reality TV, but it just was some drama, but a huge fight. Like, when I say the fight was so big, it started in the venue, trickled outside the venue, and was like up the street. Like, the cops were called. It was a hot mess. And I just knew that some type of faction of that, some type of little slither of that was going to end up at least in a promo. Because you know how sometimes they give us mega trailers, and then you're like, I didn't see that during the season. But that would have been a juicy little bit, because it was a blowout fight. It was really bad, actually. But the party was really fun. Every party, I don't know if I'm going to work on this show when they start filming again or if they get renewed for a season 6. But if I ever get invited to a Basketball Wives party, I'm going to go, because I thoroughly enjoyed myself. Even though I was working throughout the filming of this, I still had a blast. And Jazz did really good. They showed her video, and the mess that went down was real. Like, I remembered Brandy and Malaysia stepping outside, and I went behind a corner not to be seen on camera, but I remember them stepping outside and talking about January's revelation and all of that stuff. I wasn't inside for the mess, but of course I heard about it, and it got really bad. So you had that drama going on with January saying, oh, I did this, Angel getting visibly upset. She ended up leaving early. You know, we had all of what we saw coupled with Hazel E thinking people are a valet, Jason running around, and then this huge blowout fight. But that it was a few times that the Love and Hip Hop people showed up at Basketball Wives events. And I know that Angel, Brinks, and Milan Christopher are really good friends. So I was like, maybe it's something, some type of connection with that. But every time the two mixed, it was mess involved.
Mm.
It was mess involved. Even though they're under the same
VH1
umbrella.
Which is so interesting that they won't show any of them.
I know. They're under the same VH1 umbrella, but it's two different production companies.
Interesting.
So.
So here we are at the All I Want party, and the Bassard logo's up. It's popping. It's visible on the bar.
Uh-huh.
Just the way Jackie wants it.
Uh-huh.
We see Shawnee, Tammy, Jackie, Angel. Tammy thinks thanks Brandy for showing up and not bringing Duffy, and appreciative that she's, you know, staying in the gray with everything.
And at first I was tripping, because I was like, I thought Duffy was here, but she wasn't, because Brandy and Malaysia did show up together. So
Brandy and Malaysia walk up to January and start grilling her. Like, who are you? What do you guys do? Like, you know what I mean? January asks Angel Love instantly who her baby daddy is. And
this
Angel
bitch is
Love,
bad news. That's what Brandy said. This bitch is bad news.
Angel Love was like, why this girl coming in here, bitch? Stay in your business. Stop asking random people questions. And I'm like, Angel, like, you kind of did that coming into the group. So now it's getting flipped on you, and you getting in question ass now.
Well, Jackie ended up playing the messiest version of the game, the introduction game.
Yeah, first of all,
incredibly messy.
How were they not laughing at the fact that she was even trying to do that? Like, we're grown ass people. Like,
I was with Angel Love on this. Like, okay, well, I'm about to, like, Angel Love was just so disconnected throughout this entire scene. But like Shawnee said, Jackie, this is a pot that needs no stirring. Like, calm it down. But it was like Jackie was trying to rush the scene, like, rush the information out. So I'm Jackie Christie, mother of Shani and Doug Jr., wife of Doug Christie. I've done a few movies.
No, first of all, before all that, when the performance is going on and she's talking to her.
Oh yeah, she's like, hey, girl. Hey girl. Who
so
you been with?
You, yeah.
Who you been fucking?
And Malaysia's looking over like, this mess. That's why I loved when Malaysia looked at Brandy, when Brandy was like, this bitch looking at me, and Malaysia was like, let's just scope out the scene and see where this leads, because it doesn't seem like it's leading in that direction.
Did you like Angel Brink's blue hair?
No.
I liked it in person.
Okay, maybe in person. There were certain scenes it was like, okay, and then there were other scenes.
The confessional, it looked horrid.
Yeah.
But at the party, it was cute.
Okay,
it was cute.
In person. No, I liked her hair when she had the red dress on in the
Okay.
So Jackie brings January over. They start this whole
the introduction game.
In which January first brings up the email from Jason Maxiel.
She emphasized before it even came out, like that her friend or whatever, when Brandy asked, you know, do you know Jason Maxiel? January emphasized, I don't know him. And that's when I kind of perked up, like, oh, well, then who does? Because anytime someone responds to a question like that, that's, you know, knocking on the door of, well, then who does? Because she could have been like, girl, no, I don't know. I don't know him. That's not a period. That's a comma.
That means there's more to the story.
But I know someone who does. And so these emails, I guess, were exchanged. But Brandy, I mean, check your husband. I mean, isn't that why Brandy and Jason were beefing anyway? Because of Jason's infidelity and Brandy's inability to forgive him?
You're a somewhat reality, you know what I mean? You're a reality star. You have people and blogs talking about you. This stuff's out there. So it's not crazy that people know this information.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta say, when you find out that you know a girl like this, this is the type of person you don't start going after.
No.
You keep them in your purse. You keep that girl in your pocketbook because she may have some information one day that, you know what I mean? Like, you just gotta keep her
around. I wouldn't even deal with her. I wouldn't even deal with her.
Girl, but she irked
me through the TV. She actually irked me in person, too.
She irked me.
If we're being honest.
Like, she came off, she just, like,
sleazy.
Yeah.
And that's not subscribing to any sort of respectability. I'm just saying, even in person, before I even knew, because I had no idea about the lunch scene. I didn't work that day. So my introduction to January was literally her getting out of the car and walking into the party.
And no one in production's like, this bitch fucked Tyreek.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you didn't know
that. No, someone gave me an inkling, like, there goes trouble. Something along those lines. And I'm like, and as I'm observing her, I'm like, she... Just the way that she walked in the party, I was like, really?
She got prostitute lip.
Like, I don't even know what to call it. It's
like, you
botched.
Know that lip? Like, yeah, you know that filter with the crown? And it had a little
yes.
bit of
that. It's just heavy and platypussy. But I noticed that she locked her Instagram. Her Instagram,
really?
Yes, her. You have to send her a request to follow
she's
her. As I went to go look at her
photo.
Yeah, she probably got it.
The introduction, James. Jackie said, I have a 15-year-old son, and I love fucking her.
Really? Shawnee was like, really, bitch? Like, really, bitch? Like, you really went there,
Jackie's
Jacqueline.
Like, this is Angel Brinks, and she has one child. Like,
I have two.
Yep. And she was like, in January, tell... I think Jackie just wants me to tell you I slept with your baby daddy. That I fucking slept with your baby daddy. Jackie... The fact that you even tried to flip this on, like, you literally set Angel Brinks up.
And then got mad when she called you to the carpet about it. That's typical Jackie,
and
though.
Not even when Angel got called her out. When January was like, because really, at the end of the day, you brought this pit bull in here.
Yes.
To do this. And January, you have to know that pit bull's not going to be loyal to you.
No.
She's going to say.
Jackie is the queen of setting the fire and watching it burn from a distance.
Yep. Bitch, motherfucking Angela Bassett in this.
Yes, she is the queen of that. I thought it was so funny how Malaysia kept pointing out for Tammy to be this big champion of I don't fuck with hoes and keep that hoe, like for this to be her friend, like Malaysia would not let that go. And I was like, I feel you on that, girl, because them Bonnet Chronicles, Tammy be talking a lot of mess in, and now you got a friend like January. You're even affiliated with someone named January.
Tammy said, I did know prior. Now, this was messy, too, a little bit. She said, I did know prior to today that she had slept with Tyreek. But my favorite line was when Brandy was like, why you got your shoes off? She said, I just have my shoes off because my feet hurt. She
I mean,
said,
you got to ask that after Angel Brinks'
no,
party.
But she said, I ain't going to take my shoes off to fight anyone. And you can relay that.
Oh, God. I didn't even catch that.
Oh, I lived.
She said, you can relay that. Let Duffy know.
But Tammy, and then the next best line was this one. She said, I mean, I knew prior too, but she slept with lots of people. And January is sitting there like, wait, and then they shut her mic off, and you hear January trying to, like, downplay it to Brandy, like, it wasn't a lot of people, like...
It was a lot of... That's how you made it seem at lunch.
Okay.
And
like,
the
you
FD
just out here
lunch.
Popping dicks like Tic Tacs, bitch.
Basically.
Angel tells Jackie that she didn't need to know all that.
And which she did not.
Nope.
That was completely unnecessary information.
And you're not my friend after this day and after the party. Like, it's
like hell no. Hell no.
At the end of the day.
And, and I don't know where they stand today, but I have noticed that Angel Brinks has been talking a lot of crap about Jackie on Instagram.
Oh, really?
So I don't know. But I can say for certain that Angel Brinks, if she does not like Jackie today, there was once upon a time, I witnessed it with my own ears and my eyes, where she really liked and revered Jackie.
But Jackie seems like the type of person you would, like, I've met her. She's, yeah. She has a vibrant personality.
Jackie is very
she
fun.
She can relate to you. Like,
yes.
But at the same time, it's fun. Like, it's one of those friends where it's
I need
like,
to keep her at a distance, right?
That, or it's like, that too. But like, it's like, there are some people you really gel with and you can just deal with their personalities. And then yes. There are other people where it's like, it can be a little problematic. And it doesn't mean they're a bad person. Doesn't mean you're a bad person. It just means y'all don't mix.
Jackie is for a good time. I would never confide in her, I don't think.
Yeah.
I really like her, though. Like, I know that you all are probably sucking your teeth and rolling your eyes through the screen, but I'm telling you, Jackie is really fun to
but
be around.
All these girls like her. They all want yes. to. Malaysia has hated this woman, but still, at
and
the end of the day, it's like, fuck
yes.
it. She literally sat
Jackie
there as
is Jackie unapologetically.
Got something shoved up her ass and shit came up. Malaysia sat
yes.
in that. And that's why. Jackie, I believe, she said, I have had the three most beautiful experiences.
Yes.
Is my marriage, my children, and this colonic with Malaysia.
All the way from beginning to end. I thought that was, because we had discussed colonics, Jackie and I, prior to this happening. And I just thought that was so nice of Malaysia, because there's no way on God's green earth I would have done that. And production went a little overboard with those farting sound effects. Those could not have been real, because I would have heard about it if they were real. I would have heard about it.
I mean,
it.
I don't know. I feel. Have you ever got one before?
I've never, but I want one.
I mean, I would try.
I want one.
I could not.
Because
be
they say
at
you're, if you're eating, put the fork down. They say that your waist sticks to your intestinal wall like paste or spackle. And that's a good way of just starting anew, like you're a newborn baby. Because over time, even if you might use laxatives or enemas or what have you, you can't get all your waste. Like, it's on your intestinal wall like paste or spackle. That's what I heard. You know, like how you spackle a wall? Mm. And colonic's a good way of just starting anew.
So get on Groupon, yo!
Now you can continue eating.
Which, how fucked up of Jackie... when they're doing the anniversary dinner, right as the food comes, she brings up the colonoscopy.
Like, really, Jackie?
I died. All right.
And then Malaysia. Really? If we're going to talk TMI, I would have rather the scene, because I was like, I know that they're not about to document this colonic. I would have rather watched Jackie get her colonic than hear Malaysia talk about her bowel movements. That was too much for me.
Honestly?
She's like, I was about to cry. It was like this.
I wasn't mad at it.
I was. I was personally offended.
I was. Honestly. I mean, honestly, like, there was a little bit that I was watching. I was kind of like, really, Malaysia? But then I was just like, this is why I fucking love her, because, yeah, she's still a badass bitch, and we all know now that she took a shit this big.
And she was about to cry.
She was crying in the thing. Did you see at the end when she was tearing? I don't know if it was like a laughter cry or...
It was a laughter
from
cry.
From the smell or something.
Ugh,
like,
stop,
because I can't imagine what it smells like.
I heard
like.
That they don't smell that bad, because it's not exposed to air. Mm. It's a tube, and it's just coming straight out. Damn. It's not like, you know how they say, do the courtesy flush if you're in public? It's not exposed to the, you know.
Okay.
Like, I heard that they're not that smelly. They're not that bad.
Malaysia, Duffy, and Brandy are at surfboard class. They're talking about Tammy and...
Working out in full hair and makeup.
Mm-hmm. Which, that was...
no, thank you.
Shark Tank, that...
Oh, the surfboard thing? That seemed like it was gruel. Because, you know, already trucking it through sand, if you park too far away from the beach and you are walking to the water...
Don't sign me up.
Thighs will burn. Trucking it through sand is not fun.
And balancing yourself on a surfboard and then doing, like, yoga poses?
Yeah, that couldn't have been fun. But I bet that it works mm-hmm. if you stick with it.
Good balance. What's it called? All right, so basically...
They're talking about the situation.
And Duffy admits, like, okay, fine, I can apologize to Jazz and I won't bring up the mom stuff, the Tammy stuff, because she has this anger with Tammy. And it's like, you have to get her to understand, like, Tammy and Jazz are two separate people. And she wants people to understand her side of the story. And it's just like when she broke down and cried right there, it's like, Like, I loved hearing that about her, but not right then there. Like, it's like, why does you being a single mom working through all
and
this?
And I worked, and I'm the top DJ, like, that so was now unrelated.
You, again, now you're putting Jazz down, like, you have a mother who is a reality TV star who gives you this money that... You're
who can help
your...
you. I just thought it was funny because Malaysia, what I've noticed, and I don't know if it's just this season in particular, but Malaysia is not empathetic.
Yep.
She's one of those people who you cry around her or show any sign of emotional distress or sensitivity, and she's going to give you the blank stare. She was like that with Angel Love when they went out to eat. And she was like that with Duffy. Like Duffy and Brandy's like, oh, but I understood Duffy with the crying. Like, don't, when Brandy hugged Duffy and Duffy was like, get off of me, I'm that girl. If I'm having a moment, the last thing I want you to do is, I mean, I love a good comfort hug, but it's all how you come in for it. Brandy was like King Kong aggressive. Like, I don't like that. So I felt Duffy with that though. But what she was saying through her tears, I agree with you. I'm like, okay, like
get it, girl, independent women all the way. But question? Like, not right in this moment. We ain't here to talk about that. And those tears and that story have nothing to do.
They are with this apples situation. And giraffe pussy.
Woo-hoo!
Unrelated.
Duffy's mad that Tammy tried to downplay her. So, all right. So now we go and we get Duffy apologizing to Jazz.
Which I tipped my hat to. She's making a mess. I never even knew that scene took place. So that was a surprise to me. And I was like, look at Duffy, you know, taking the extra mile and making, you know, going the extra mile, if you will, and attempting to make amends with Jazz. And I love how Jazz cut her off and said, listen, my mom's not here, so I don't want to talk about what went on with you. I'm talking about how you insulted me.
And I wrote that exact thing. I wrote, love that Jazz didn't want to talk about Tammy. But I thought to myself, why didn't she want to? Was it genuinely like, I want to talk about someone that's not here, or like
a production thing?
Is that what it is?
No, I don't think so.
Or like a production. Well, okay, I didn't think production, but a production thing, or also, but actually, now that you say that too, that kind of makes sense. But then also the fact of like, I know my mom can get crazy right now. I don't want to bring in the manager and you kind of stuff. Like, I genuinely just want this. Or did you...
Well, I'm that way, too. If someone came to me, if you and I were out together and something happened and someone came to me and was like, don't do y'all with me. What did I do?
Yeah.
Because what you might have been serving, I might not have been serving. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like that, too, as far as if you're having a conversation with me. And I don't like to talk other people... And try to psychoanalyze their actions if they're not typically, but I do it frequently. But typically, if they're not there and I revere them as a friend, let them have their moment and speak their piece. Right now, we're here to talk about you and I. Mm-hmm. That's just how I am.
It was a weird handshake. I thought that was odd. I felt like there would be a hug.
Oh, the conclusion.
But then they played basketball after, and I was like, okay, so maybe they didn't stop filming and there was an actual hug. I just thought it was weird, the whole handshake thing. We then see Jackie, where she tells us...
Oh, Jesus.
It's Jackie, Tammy, and Angel Love, and...
I got so stressed during this scene, because I'm like...
I don't understand really what she was saying, like, to use a tampon.
She said, after the man ejaculates in you, you put a tampon in you, so the sperm can just get to fighting. And that's why Angel was like, wouldn't it absorb? Yeah. And Jackie was like, no, my sister did it. She got four kids, like, or whatever. But I just was like, girl, like that comment made me so stressed out.
Angel Love being a nurse, too, on top of it was awesome. Of course,
right. and a registered nurse. Angel Love is not your LPN. She's an RN.
Jackie's still acting like she didn't do nothing.
Of course. Classic Jackie.
Then we get the scene with Angel, Brinks, and Jackie.
Oh, Lord. Now, I was here this day.
Oh, okay. You went to this.
Yes. I was working with
Jackie.
What
was the build-up to the scene?
The build-up... There was really no build-up. They had not seen or spoken to each other since Jazz's party. And I just thought it was so funny because I remember when I went to go get Jackie, I remember thinking to myself, why the hell is she so bundled up? Like, Jackie, if you pay attention to that scene, she has the hat on, the scarf, the wool trench coat, the turtleneck.
Mob wives.
Meanwhile, Angel Brinks is like in a sleeveless vest or whatever. So we shot that scene at the Echo Park Lake. And while it was a little windy that day, because, you know, they have that stream shooting up, so sometimes you can catch some mist. It was a little chilly that day, but it was not that chilly. And I'm like, Jackie, really? But that's Jackie. but that scene was crazy. I was on a bench watching that scene unfold. So they filmed for way longer than what we saw, and everything was dissected. There was an actual buildup to Angel Brinks's tears. She just didn't cry at the drop of a dime.
Right.
Y'all know that's not how life works.
Sometimes. Is that kind of how Jackie started it, though? Like, kind of just off the top? Like, look, we were friends.
Yes.
And you keep questioning my loyalty.
She walked straight up to her and... right. Yes. Yes.
Angel said, you're supposed to protect me. And
as my friend,
well,
I would look at my friend as messy if my friend was playing a messy introduction game and someone had slept with my, you know, ex or current boyfriend. I wouldn't have even met up with Jackie, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like you said, after how you showed your ass at my party. And now this, and even at the Texas Grills barbecue, when I pulled out the remnants of the dress and you were giving me too much, it would have been the end. I would have met up with her to talk.
Yeah. But she said you were supposed to protect me. And it's like, kind of like almost, I really would love to sit down with Angel and like figure out who she is, but well, like, you know, what it is that like this protecting thing, like it seems like such a hurt. Because
she didn't
place.
Do that to. I think it's so funny how Angel Brinks operates. Because I feel like she kind of pulled that with. Because she never reciprocates it, so I feel like
right.
she
with
has
Angel
these
Love,
expectations.
Yep.
And with Drea, remember Drea when she walked out? Angel Brinks, Drea brought her in. That would be like Brandy walking out and Duffy being like, "Well, you know, well, I understand you need to check. So, bye, sis. We'll talk tonight." But even with the Angel Love thing, when they went to Big Bear, and she did not have Angel Love's back. And it's just like, it's not reciprocated. But I do feel like she was being honest in that moment, because Jackie's like the mama bear of the cast, because Shawnee was hardly there this season because she was doing other things. And so Jackie was like the OG. Tammy didn't really fool with nobody like that. I mean, if we're speaking honestly, like... You know, and Jackie was kind of like, she would talk to everybody. So I believe that Angel Love was a sincere moment. Like, you were supposed to protect me as my friend, especially against a hawk like January talking about she slept with my man.
Right. Because a day, if anyone, a January, February, March, April, May, June ever came to you, Miss Christie,
and
was like,
oh,
I slept with Doug.
I'm the one who Doug lost his virginity to in the 7th grade.
Yeah.
All these years later, Jackie would still be ready. Prior to you even being in Doug's life, she would be ready to fight you. Jackie does not play about Doug, honey.
That is really true. Angel said, Jackie, you're crazy to think that you think I should have called you first after that, which you are crazy, Jackie. You should have called her. If she's your, as you claim, your sister...
Oh, Jackie loves pulling out the sis word. Hey, sis. That's how she is.
Love it. Jackie, Doug's surprise date. She misses his moving. Talk about the colon cleanse. Wants to know about these wedding plans. And Doug basically drops that he wants to take all the girls to Portugal.
No, he's not
taking
them.
He wants to send.
Treating, right. Sending. You and your friends. Jackie said, what girls? He said, 6 tickets in there. You figure it out. She's trying to figure out. He said, friends. That threw her off. Like, what? What are you talking about Sunday?
We see Brandy, Tammy, and Jackie. And then it looked like the guys were all kind of
Reggie and Doug were cooking some good salmon. And you know what? I realized how I prematurely dropped a scene when we were talking about Bossard weeks ago. And I said, I felt like that was off camera, though. That, remember I said, Jackie poured Brandy a wine glass of Bossard. And I was like, and then when I was watching the scene, I was like, that was on camera?
Oh, so that was Bossard.
Yeah. It was
Bossard. It looked like,
because she was like, shit, Jackie, you couldn't mix this with nothing? That's the key. It looked like wine.
Hilarious.
What's in your water bottle? That's very Jackie-esque of you. A water bottle with no label and some apple juice.
It's my Herbalife. All right, so Jackie says, so guess where we're going? Wait, I want you to guess like this. wrapped the scarf around girl.
And Tammy
where...
said the most problematic comment. We going to Islam. Tammy, where is Islam? Pointed out to me on the map. You should have said, we're going to the UAE. We're going to Dubai. We're going to Saudi Arabia. There's a myriad of countries you could have rattled off. And you sat up there said, we going to Islam. Oh, Lord. And Jackie, what were you trying to do? Were you trying to be like a bullfight? Like, was that like a bull? I thought she was going to take her scarf and do like, andale or whatever they say, arriba, to get the bull.
Said, you guys don't understand. In Portugal, the freedom in Portugal.
We could be naked on a boat.
I want to be just all of us just naked together.
Tammy like, I don't need that freedom.
On that note, let's head into what? Predictions.
And now, your After Buzz TV prediction.
I mean, looks like it's just going to basically be this Duffy versus Tammy situation. I can't wait to see this. I have no idea how it's going to start off.
Now, because you all know that I didn't go to Portugal with the girls, so I only know little tidbits. So this will be new to you and I both when we watch the Portugal episodes.
Well, we want to know what you guys think, so leave a message down below. Let us know what you thought of these two episodes.
And remember, I'm trying to protect her from injuries, and I'm trying to protect myself from catching a case. Tammy said it herself.
Honey. And maybe someone might catch a case. You never know.
Maybe
we're going to see it tonight in Love & Hip Hop with Miss Tierra Marie. Might happen over here.
Over an iPhone charger.
Okay. But on that note, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can keep in contact with me at DJ Jesse J.
You can find me everywhere at Char Says So.
Boom. Till next week. Same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.